time it is, don't you? Well, it's time for Uncensored Radio Free America. That's right, with me, Rick Adams, and we're here live, as we are every weeknight from 9 to 10 Central Time. And, of course, we're heard throughout the world on the web, the international web, the World Wide Web, at rbnlive.com. Well, I'll tell you, we've had an interesting week so far, and it's going to get more interesting as the week rolls on. And tonight we have no guests, but you. You're our guest. Tomorrow night we have Charlie Reese. You know who he is? Syndicated columnist. He writes for the, he writes for a syndicate. No, not that syndicate. Well, he writes for the syndicate that syndicates his news column. He used to be a columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, I believe, a number of years ago. And, of course, now he's with the King Features Syndicate. And they syndicate his column through about 100-and-something newspapers each and every week, I believe. And Charlie Reese has interesting columns. In fact, many of them are carried in the American Free Press publication that we talk about so much and interview writers from. So he'll be with us tomorrow night for a bit. And then Friday night, as we get ready, you know, for the so-called Academy Awards, we'll be talking with one of our resident critics, and he will be with us here to discuss the Hollywood scene and, of course, The Passion of the Christ and other films that have been nominated for an Academy Award or two. So that rounds out the week, and our number here, you know, toll-free, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And tonight, I'm going to start off the broadcast by talking about this whole business that we have been debating in this country. Thanks to 9/11 and George Bush's handling of the entire affair, the business of a national ID card and your driver's license and Social Security and how it all ties together. And I'll tell you, Congressman Ron Paul, again, deserves a pat on the back. He deserves, in my opinion, to be given an award for telling it like it is. You remember we had a guest on, John Clark, a good friend of ours, and we had some of you call in and disagree when the subject of this bill, H.R. 418, came up on the floor. And it managed to get through the floor of the House and, of course, languishes now in the Senate. This is the beginning, this bill, in my opinion, of what George Bush wants as the beginning of a national ID card for you, for me, for every lawful, legally born American citizen, not for the illegal alien. Although it's in their name that Mr. Bush's administration has been pushing this, and the Department of Homeland Security, and all of the so-called recommendations of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. So I'd like to spend a little bit of time tonight reading to you what Congressman Paul has to say in his latest column. And you can read it for yourself on the web. Ron Paul. You type in his name, and he'll come up in a myriad of places. But his column this week, I think, is just fabulous. And we may have some disagreement with John Clark from the, organization having to do with immigration reform and immigration control. But I stand firmly with Ron Paul on this one. The federal government has no business, absolutely no business, getting involved in the business of setting up a national ID system, and has no business in motor vehicles, registrations, or local licensing of automobiles. All right, we'll pick this up on the other side of these commercials on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
We're back on Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is Rick Adams, your radio avenger. This story by Congressman Ron Paul is a very, very important one, as you know. We're all talking about immigration reform. We're also talking about the invasion, as I call it, of illegals into the country. It's not an immigration crisis so much as it is an invasion crisis. Last night, you know, we talked a little bit about Honoria and the fall of ancient Rome and the fact that no nation can survive historically with unguarded borders. A nation that does not protect its own at its borders is a nation that is slated to fall. It's that simple. And George Bush and this administration, more than any other in recent history, has done exactly that, allowed this country to essentially disarm herself at her borders. Now, it's not by accident or by happenstance that George Bush has done this. As I've said before, Mr. Bush considers himself an internationalist, a globalist, a one-worlder, dedicated and devoted to erasing America's borders, north and south, and for all intents and purposes, eliminating the oceans that stand east and west of the United States. to the Pacific, and to Europe. And, of course, Mr. Bush is in Europe now as a United World Federalist, so to speak, a, if you will, propagandist for the New World Order, for making the world safe, as he would call it, safe for democracy, as he would say, just as Woodrow Wilson did many, many years ago. And we know how that turned out. Well, Congressman Ron Paul is a naysayer. Yeah, he's one of those people that, you know, they used to talk about Jesse Helms as being Senator No. No, N-O. He would say no to almost every piece of legislation that came down the pike that wasn't worthy of passage, or even consideration, for that matter. Well, anyway, Congressman Paul writes, the House of Representatives passed a national ID bill on February 10th that masqueraded as, quote, immigration reform, unquote. The bill does nothing to address immigration policy. However, nor does it propose deporting a single illegal alien already in our country. It does nothing to address the porous border between the U.S. and Mexico, which is the fundamental problem. In reality, the bill is a Trojan horse. It pretends to offer desperately needed border control in order to con a credulous Congress into sacrificing more of our constitutionally protected liberty. Supporters claim the national ID scheme is a voluntary one. However, any state that opts out will automatically make non-persons out of its citizens, says Congressman Paul. The citizens of that state will be unable to have any dealings with the federal government because their ID will no longer be accepted. They will not be able to fly or take a train. In essence, in the eyes of the federal government, they will cease to exist. Of course, this is Rick Adams speaking. That might not be a bad idea if we were to reverse the equation. In the eyes of the average citizen, the federal government would cease to exist, eh? Congressman Paul writes, it is absurd to call this voluntary, and the proponents of the national ID know that every state will have no choice but to comply. Federal legislation that nationalizes standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates creates a national ID system, pure and simple. Now, that's where we disagreed with John Clark, or Americans for Immigration Control. He says no, and Congressman Paul says yes. I do, too. It is just a matter of time until those who refuse to carry the new licenses will be denied the ability to drive or board an airplane. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Not just those of you who fly, because, you see, you don't have to fly if you're going to drive across the country. You can avoid taking an airplane, but how many of you would avoid driving to go from state to state? Now, George Bush wants a country whereby you have to have permission to fly. You have to have permission to travel by car, your own personal property from state to state, just like traveling from country to country. Isn't that interesting? That's the recommendation, you see, of the so-called 9/11 Commission, the cover-up commission. It is just a matter of time until those who refuse to carry the new licenses will be denied the ability to drive or board an airplane. Such domestic travel restrictions are the hallmark of authoritarian states, not free republics. Now, George Bush is trying to tell the world of how he, quote, liberated Iraq. Tell the world about democracy and freedom, using the two words interchangeably. George Bush is honking his horn deftly across the world today as he's telling the world how happy he is and how proud he is to promote freedom. as he would call it. Now, remember, George Orwell said they will call slavery freedom and freedom slavery. Love is hate and hate is love. Nationalism is internationalism, and internationalism is nationalism. Hot is cold, cold is hot. So in George Bush's vocabulary, you see, we are liberating nations when we enslave them, when we occupy them, when we take over them, when we steal their resources. Or I shouldn't say we, I should say he. And the United States government under the control of the globalists and the internationalists and the Zionists. This is George Bush's vision for the world. So Congressman Paul says these are the hallmarks of authoritarian states, not free republics. What's George Bush talking about? Well, this bill, H.R. 418, establishes a huge centrally coordinated database of highly personal information about American citizens. At a minimum, their name, date of birth, place of residence, social security number, and physical and possibly other characteristics. This bill even provides for the sensitive information of American citizens to be shared with Canada and Mexico. Imagine a corrupt Mexican official selling thousands of identity files, including social security numbers, to criminals. We know how corrupt Mexican officials can be. This legislation gives authority to the Secretary of Homeland Security to expand required information on driver's licenses, potentially including such biometric information as retina scans, fingerprints, DNA, and even radio frequency identification, RFID, radio tracking technologies. That means the federal government, as well as the governments of Canada and Mexico, could know where American citizens are at all times. Now, what will this mean for us, asks the congressman. When this new program is implemented, every time we are required to show our driver's license, we will, in effect, be showing a national ID card. We will be handing over a card that includes our personal and likely biometric information, information which is connected to a national and international database. This will further degrade our precious privacy, which is the hallmark of a civilized society. As Ayn Rand once said, the savage's whole existence is public. A national ID card will have the same effect as gun control laws. Criminals will ignore it, while law-abiding people will lose their freedom. A national ID card offers us nothing more than a false sense of security while moving us ever closer to a police state. The national ID proposal should die a well-deserved death in the Senate, and it should be denounced as authoritarian and anti-American. Have you contacted your senators? Have you told them if they vote for this bill that has passed the House, they need not come back to Texas or Ohio or California? We know it's in California. Idaho, Rhode Island, New Mexico, Arizona. Don't come home. A gallows should be awaiting you. This is treason, this is a sellout, and this is an absolute abomination. Well, we'll take some phone calls on this, and we'll discuss it and what's happening to our nation as we continue tonight on this program. My name is Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You got your ball, you got your chain tied to me tight, tie me up again. Who's
have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055. Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Well, we're back. We continue now with Uncensored Radio Free America on all these fine stations, as well as rbnlive.com. Our number, 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, and we will go right to the phones. Hello, Rick from Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air, sir.
I would like to read just very, very briefly from a book that was published back in the 60s called Henry and the Great Society.
Uh-huh.
And it said, in the closing chapters, it said, the tragedy of it all is that Henry died and the real killer was never apprehended or identified in the community in which he lived. He died like a badgered, desperate animal in a cage that society said was of his own choosing. But it was society's way of life that was Henry's killer. They killed him with kindness, liberated him into slavery, prospered him into poverty, freed him into bondage. They reduced him to a tool of his tools, a beast of burden in his own carefully created harness. This is the subtlety, the sheer genius of it all. And such genius can only be the work of some mastermind more cunning than the smartest of men. Then afterward, it quotes Gibbon. It says, a famous classical scholar in describing the decline and fall of the Greek and Roman empires said, in the end, more than they wanted freedom, they wanted security, a comfortable life, and they lost all security, comfort, and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like them, we're being institutionalized, regimented, and enslaved by a something-for-nothing philosophy that is destroying us by us all by the weapons of our own greed. The Great Society stands by with its cleverly conceived credit system that allows us to spend our way to slavery while being denied even the pleasure of enjoying that which enslaves us. Now, that was published in the 60s by Burtis Rausch. He was passed on about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now published by Pathway, which is an Amish and Mennonite publishing house at LaGrange, Indiana. If anyone wants to obtain the book, it's about $4 or $5 now. It's well worth anybody's trying to get it.
Well, that's just one more example of what we're talking about tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I can think of other greats like Gary Garrett. I don't know if you recall him, but he was a newspaper man from New York. And, of course, he goes back to the previous century. And he wrote a book called The People's Pottage. Are you familiar?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, in that book, The People's Pottage, he explained how we were seduced as a nation with the advent of the New Deal into accepting government paternalism, government controls, government supports, and so forth, and how a whole generation began to change its outlook, its way of life, its philosophy. And now today, some 70 years later, we are that society, the so-called Great Society, where we have become nothing more than an animal farm, as George Orwell would put it, you see? That's where we're at today as a nation, unfortunately. We have had several generations now conditioned to accept this socialist philosophy.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment, read that to you, because it agreed
I appreciate
so
that,
much
my friend.
With what you were saying.
Thank you so much for calling, my friend Rick. Okay, and I'm Rick Adams, by the way. You can do the likewise. You can give us a jingle, tickle the phone, as we say, at 800-313-9443. You know, this bill we're talking about, the one that's already passed the House, is an example of how politicians work. They'll throw everything but the kitchen sink, and sometimes they'll even throw that in there, too, to get a bill passed. When all they need to do is pass separate legislation, as we've said before, when this was being debated last December, before the recess, this business of a national czar, national intel director, of the homeland security director, a new director, now we're seeing the names of these people all tied in to the establishment, all tied into the 9/11 network. Michael Chertoff, son of the devil, Michael Chertoff, is a citizen of Israel, we're told, because his mother was Jewish. And Mr. Chertoff is one of those who prosecuted the case in the Justice Department against Congressman James Traficant. And James Traficant went to jail. He went to jail, as far as I'm concerned, on trumped-up charges. This is what they do to people who stand in their way. These same people tell you, you must surrender your liberties so that we can become a safe nation. I don't buy it. I don't think you do either. But if you do, I'd like to hear from you, because I'd like to hear the kind of reasoning that goes into accepting this police state. This bill is bad legislation overall, as far as I'm concerned. It's got some good points in it, but not enough. What we need is a separate piece of legislation, one bill at a time, one bill to close the borders, to erect a security fence, a real security fence, on American soil. Not like Israel's so-called security fence, but a real security fence designed to keep out the terrorists, out the illegals. That could be done quite simply. We could amass an armada at the border. We can do that right now. There's nothing stopping Bush except the fact that he's on the other side, my friend. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more of Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Yes, sir, we're back. Proud to be here. Rick Adams with you. Uncensored Radio Free America, that's the program. You're listening to us all over, on the internet, on radio, everywhere where my voice can be heard, and I'm happy to have you with us. We are the voice of the new real Centurions, the proud, patriotic people who love this nation and who want to see it protected, as opposed to George Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of that crowd in Washington, the puppets of the puppet masters. I'm your radio avenger here, and our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before we go to the calls, just think of it. We've got the Three Stooges in Washington right now. Alberto Gonzalez, Attorney General. Michael, son of the devil, Chertoff, Homeland Security, and John Negroponte, Intel Czar. What a dangerous circus. It is a Roman circus. Three of the most unworthy people, unworthy and un-American individuals that I can think of to head these positions of power. That doesn't tell you something. What does? All right, let's go to Rodney in Texas. Hello, you're on the program, Rodney.
Yes, well, good evening, Rick.
Yes, thank you.
As your show is so enlightening, and that caller that read that excerpt from that book that was right on the money. I want to compliment your selection of music there. I don't know who was playing that tenor, but
that's
man,
my producer, Paul.
Yeah, does he know who that cut came from? Because I'm a lover of jazz, and that sound like that came from my era.
It was Miles Davis.
Miles Davis, then that must have been Cannonball Adderley on the alto saxophone.
All right. Maybe some Leon Redbone there, huh?
Yeah.
We'll get some of that. We're going to have our own music coming up in a couple of weeks or so with my own theme song. But before that happens, we're putting on a lot of this good music. So thank you for the compliment again.
Well, I wanted to also agree with you. You know, these guys, these three, I think that they're even to compare them with the Three Stooges. That's an insult to the Three Stooges.
How did I know that was coming?
You know, but because the Three Stooges, they didn't represent the threat. You know that
that's absolutely true.
These guys are they have been appointed to those positions because they are.
Maybe we could call them the Three Men in Black, Rodney.
Well, I don't know if that really, you know, that would kind of be an understatement because really they're all very, very ruthless individuals.
One thing is for certain, we can't call them the Three Wise Men, though, can we?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. But I just know that when you look at their backgrounds, they all are highly skilled and expert in the art of killing, torture.
It just, deception, no, lies.
Oh, yep. Yeah. It's there's no end to the barbarity. You know, in fact, if you want to call them anything, you might want to call them the barbarians, the three barbarians.
Yes,
because,
that would be a good name. I have no objection to that.
Yeah, because, you know, when they first threw this first guy out there as a possible, head of Homeland Security, Carrick, and we found out, you know, what a crook he was and a sleazeball, there was a lot of outrage. But what they did is they took the credentials of all these guys, you know, the fact that I guess basically all of them are college graduates, and that kind of tells you about something I was told years ago by a pastor friend of mine who was in the missionary work. He told me, he said, there's one thing that you can... College gives you a good education in, certain areas, but one thing that colleges never tell anybody, they don't guarantee that when you get an education, whether you're coming through business school or law school or engineering school, that they're going to guarantee that that individual is going to come out of that college or university with good character.
Mm-hmm.
And these three guys, George Bush, when you look at all of these people in the White House, I remember somebody said, you know, that one of their battle cries when they found out the first time around that these people were going to be in the White House, you know, when they stole the 2000 election, they claimed that they were going to restore dignity and honor back to the White House, and we know that it's been everything but dignity and honor.
Yeah, it's been a complete reversal on every issue, and so, I think that has to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, that anyone who writes a column, and I see them every day in the newspapers, they're bought and paid for journalists, they write a column saying, well, yeah, we didn't find the WMDs, and yeah, we didn't really think that Saddam was a threat now, and yeah, we went through all of these naysayers and so forth, but so what? Let's not look backward. Let's look forward. And that's a code word there for, yes, let's continue to snow the American people. Let's continue to deceive the American people, because after all, what's a few little lies? I mean, after all, if it's the greater good in the eyes of the New World Order that's being accomplished, who cares? After all, who was the man who once said, if you have to, you need to smash a few eggs to make an omelet?
Well, Rick.
Now, wasn't that Lenin, I think, who said that?
I don't want to lie and say yay or nay, because that's kind of a new quote for me.
Well, it was one of the communist commissars who said that very thing. You got to smash a few eggs, break a few eggs in order to make an omelet. You know what that means? The ends justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've got from this administration.
Well, you know, I am familiar with a quote from somebody who's regarded as one of the greatest men who ever lived, Jesus, in Luke 16:10, where Jesus said, if a man is unrighteous in what is least, he will be unrighteous in what is much.
That's right.
If he is good in what is least, he will be good in what is much. Now,
yes, sir.
This administration, you know, they tried to downplay this thing with the WMDs, the lies about, you know, the 2000 election. We found out about Jeb Bush and Cal. Oh, just from day one, Rick, they've been little lies. And I learned a long time ago that you can't color a lie black or white. When people lie, it's a lie. But some people try to color it so as to not take responsibility for their actions.
No,
we know that this is not the way God Almighty looks at these things, and so therefore, with all due respect to the writers of the mainstream newspapers and the people in the White House, they will be held accountable for the things that they have done and perpetrated around the world and right here in their own backyard, the United States. But furthermore, no, I'm not going to sit and go along with the program just because somebody at a newspaper say, well, let's move forward.
Yes.
You know, they don't tell me what to do. I live my life first and foremost.
They've got a heck of a nerve, Rodney, to say that because, you know, every little lie upon lie adds up to a mountain of lies.
And the fact that these people at the newspaper are saying that, well, we now know that a lot of them are bought and paid for, so they're
absolutely.
Not
necessary. Well, that, listen, it's nothing new, you know. The New York Times was bought and paid for a century ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got to go, Rodney. I appreciate your call, but we've got to move along. We've got to move forward, as they say. Thank you, Rodney. And, of course, we welcome your calls here on this broadcast, Uncensored Radio Free America, heard weeknights at 9 o'clock Central. I'm Rick Adams, your host. Yeah, it's quite a frightening thing when you think about it, how we enjoy, as a nation, it seems, being lied to, or at the very least, we tolerate it. I don't know if we all enjoy it, but, you know, the average person on the street, I think, whether you're from Texas or New England or central part of the United States or the Southwest, they'll shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, what you say, Rick, is true, but what you going to do about it? Who cares? I mean, really, don't you want to know who won the game last night? I mean, that is the attitude, isn't it? And that's the attitude they had in ancient Rome. That's the very same attitude they had in every other country that fell to tyranny. Who cares? What can you do? We shrug our shoulders. Well, you know, whether we are going to be enslaved this year or next year or 10 years from now is not even the question. The question is, what are you doing to stand up for the truth? And young people in particular, we need young people as never before to break the mold of the collectivist ideologues, to break the mold that the government and the media manipulators want us to be in, that mold of do as we tell you, don't question, just do. You know, the Bible doesn't say that, as the previous caller hinted. You see, the scripture tells us, we know who the enemies of Christ are. We know who the enemies of freedom are. We know them by their fruits. Oh, they will speak loud platitudes and marvelous tongue, you know, words from their tongues, like the scribes and the Pharisees, outwardly so pure and righteous and clean, they wash their hands always, yet inwardly rotten to the core. Liars, deceivers, and sons of the devil, as Jesus said, you are of your father who is Satan, and you do his work. See, if you weren't of your father, you wouldn't want to kill me. If you were of Abraham's seed, truly, you wouldn't want to kill Abraham's seed, would you? Absolutely not. But you see, you'll know them by their fruits. Now, George Bush right now says he's a Christian. He said Jesus touched his life. He accepted, quote unquote, Jesus when he was invited to. And he never returned to the booze and the drugs and the sex and all of the other degeneracies that George Bush is known for. No, he's a new man now in Christ. Well, what does the scripture say? You shall know them by their fruits. If George Bush were a Christian, he wouldn't be leading our nation into an illegal war, into an ungodly and unconstitutional war of aggression. He would be what he claimed he was going to be when he came in, a humble man with a humble nation, seeking to do righteousness and seeking justice. Now, is George Bush seeking justice when he seeks to impose all of these things on America, a police state, while allowing the real culprits, not only the illegals, those who have broken our laws, to get away with it, but those who had foreknowledge in his administration, including maybe the White House, of what was to come? Is that justice? Is that what Jesus would endorse? Or would he say, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me. You shall know the truth, and you shall be set free if you want the truth. But the truth, you see, is not in the hearts of people. The masses of people love being lied to. Now, that's not me saying it. That's the scripture saying it. The whole world is deceived, said the Bible. The world lies in deception and darkness. That's why nations can be brought to war. That's why we went through the most horrible wars of the last century, World War I and II, and accomplished nothing but enslavement. Nothing but tyranny in the long run. It was the biggest hoax of the 20th century. And yet we're seeing the same hoax and the same repetition repeated over and over again through the same formula of lies and deceptions, and the ends justifies the means. What did P.T. Barnum say about suckers being born every minute? Well, it's sad because those suckers, quote unquote, are not suckers. They're our children. They're our young, fresh cream of the crop, American blood being spilled across the globe for the globalists, for the one worlders, for the Zionists, for those that seek to build their empires and their hegemony, expanding their tyranny, not freedom. Democracy and freedom do not go together. Democracy is the opposite of freedom. Freedom means to be left alone by whoever, the state or the mob. 51% means democracy rules. And remember, it was the mob, the democracy, that said, crucify him. It was democracy that said, put her on the cross. Burn Joan of Arc, wasn't it? You see, democracy is rule of the mob. We are supposed to have been given a republic if you can keep it. And yet even the republic has failed because we haven't obeyed the Constitution. We've let it turn to a piece of flash paper, up like that in smoke. As a nation, thank God there are many out there tonight listening to me, my voice, who know. Yeah, Rick Adams is telling the truth. He's speaking the truth. He's telling you what needs to be done. He's telling you that our own leaders are destroying our own nation. Not Saddam Hussein. He's gone. Not Assad in Syria. And not even Kim Jong-il. It is George Bush and Dick Cheney and Condoleezza the liar Rice and the rest of this crowd that is burying us. And getting away with it because you've sent senators and congressmen to Washington or allowed them to go who are doing it. Whether it's Dianne Feinstein or a Rick Santorum, phony Republicans, phony conservatives, worse than the Democrats, who have sold their souls to the devil, to the Chertoffs of the world. Why? Because they want to be politically correct. Why? Because the media is the enemy, as one publication has said so well. And who controls the media? David Rockefeller, Edgar Bronfman, Rupert Murdoch, Sumner Redstone. All of these types of individuals, a handful of families, control the flow of news in this country, in America. They don't control all of the media all over the world, although some have extensive holdings in four or five continents, my friend. Can you imagine the media in such few hands controlling the flow of propaganda and information? It's a frightening thought, isn't it? And yet it is true. No one would argue with what I'm saying. Even the media moguls themselves don't argue. But after all, they say it's better that way. It's more efficient, you see. But you know better. You know that more and more control in the hands of fewer and fewer people means a dumbed-down, illiterate, semi-literate population, and that means slavery. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America continues right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on Republic Broadcasting. You know, 1 year ago, when George Bush instigated a rush on our southern border by announcing the an immigration, quote, temporary worker status, you recall, that essentially says it's okay to break the law. Millions of illegal aliens can stay. Who cares? After all, I'm a lawbreaker. Why shouldn't you be one? Well, the Border Patrol agents noted a dramatic increase in the number of people crossing the border illegally, hoping to be in the United States when the amnesty took effect. Now, the Bush administration amnesty proposal, of course, is a joke. It's an inadequate program. But from the Mexican government's point of view, it's interesting how they looked at it. Last year, the Mexican Foreign Ministry issued a 32-page booklet entitled Guía del Migrante Mexicano, Guide for the Mexican Migrant, which offered detailed safety instructions to Mexicans seeking to enter the U.S. illegally. Comic book style pamphlets such as these essentially make a mockery of the whole issue of immigration. And they took the cue from George Bush. The guide provides useful information for those who make the difficult decision to seek new employment opportunities outside your homeland, quote unquote. Publication of the guide provoked widespread outrage in the U.S., you know, particularly in the southwestern states where you're listening to me now. You people are besieged and bankrupted by the illegal immigration invasion. So what's being done about it? What is really being done about it? Well, I'll tell you, absolutely nothing except rhetoric, phony security programs, and an ID bill, H.R. 418, which is masqueraded as immigration control. It is a phony piece of legislation which George Bush promises to sign into law if it passes the Senate. And you know what? The Republicans hold a majority there. It will pass unless you say no. It's about time we all stood up to the government. We all stood up to the illegal occupation in Washington and said, enough is enough. You protect our borders, you protect our integrity, our sovereignty, and don't sell us out. If you do, don't come back home. Don't come home during the Easter recess. Don't come home during the end of this session or in the summer. Don't come home to campaign for re-election. You don't want to face us. That's the message we need to bring home. We need to tell Washington and George Bush something other than, you're doing a wonderful job, sirs and madams. We need to take firm action. Tomorrow night on the program, we're going to have on Charlie Reese, who's a syndicated columnist. He'll give you his views on his latest columns. And Friday night, Robert J. Herman of Robbie's Reels will be our film critic and tell us what Hollywood is up to. You don't want to miss out. This is the most interesting time when we're on the air talking about issues that you need to know about and need to talk about. So you join us weeknights, 9 o'clock Central. I'm Rick Adams, uncensored radio. Free America goes to bed for now. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you, God willing, tomorrow night, same time. Good night, everyone.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.